This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, that's the DJV experience. We're here to train your brain. How about them apples? And we have brainiacs like Jennifer Horn, associated with the program, and Kara Schillen. Unfortunately, Victoria is under the weather. We'll wish her well and hope that she manages to handle what needs to be handled in order for her to put her brain back into gear and get her back on the air. How about them apples? We'll travel here around the country and around the world, starting with a trip to Ohio, where a school district in the Buckeye State warning parents to be wary of a drone that's been reported flying over an elementary school. According to a letter issued to parents this week, the drone has reportedly been spotted flying around the grounds of the kindergarten. And this school is a K through 5 school. And it's been seen 3 or 4 times. Drone has a voice technology component, enabling its user to speak to the children on the playground. Well, that's kind of weird.
Funny.
Huh?
Witnesses can you imagine?
claim the drone's voice has attempted to lure children away from the school.
Ugh. How creepy.
It is creepy. The drone was trying to interact with them, wanted to see if they would meet the drone at the dollar store, which is 3 blocks from the school. What? District warning parents to have an adult accompany children. The world is full of these nutbirds. Aren't the craziest things? Or have they always been there and we just didn't pay attention as much?
They weren't publicized.
Like this is. So does this make it better or worse? Publicizing it, Jennifer, better or worse?
Well, I guess it's better if you know what's going on. I mean, I would always, with kids, I'd always want to know more than know less, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Kara, ever have any scary stuff happened to you when you were a kid, that age, on the playground or anywhere, coming to school, going to school?
I mean, not that I can think of. Not at least with strangers or adults trying to, you know, get you to follow them somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
This is, yeah, I think there's always been nutbirds, but I think now there are more and more ways for them to act nutty. Like, this is right. The strangest thing I've ever heard. Like, I mean, there were scary
who'd
things.
Who'd come up with this idea?
I don't know. There were scary things in elementary school. Like I said, you know, we had a sniper in the area, and so we had to be walked from... Well, yeah, when I was in elementary school, there was a sniper in the D.C. area that went around, and a couple different people were shot. So we had to be walked from our portables outside into the main building. You couldn't walk by yourself. You had to go with the teacher. And, you know, when we were out at, you know, recess on the playground, we always had teachers with us. So I can't imagine that any of the kids in this situation are actually really in danger. I imagine that there are teachers out with them making sure that, you know, none of them follow this drone somewhere. But I guess it's possible that, you know, the fear could be the drone could come back after school or when kids are leaving school and they could follow it. But this is
creepy.
Bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre. Here's another item that you may think is bizarre. In Charlottesville, Virginia, remember what happened there? The white nationalist rally took place in August. Residents injured during the violence filed suit this week against the Unite the Right group and the leaders of the group and a bunch of other private paramilitary outfits to stop them from organizing more gatherings there and elsewhere. Apparently, the Charlottesville City Council voted to join the suit as well in their meeting this week. The laws regulating civilian militias put in place by our forebears for a purpose, says the mayor. What Charlottesville saw in August, armed organizations parading their violence in public and attacking our citizens. Such a blatant assault on democratic government itself may be integral to the alt-right movement, but it can't be allowed to continue. What do we know about the politics of the mayor of Charlottesville, Michael Singer?
Oh, super liberal with political ambitions, by the way.
Yeah. But Charlottesville's not got that kind of a town, is it? I mean, in terms of
No, but he happens to be. I looked at, I kind of looked into him from some of the stuff that he had said during all of this. And yeah, he's definitely on the left, but this is a really big thing that we should probably, that won't get much attention, but that we should be paying attention to, because this is going to start coming down on what is, as we mentioned, or as this lawsuit mentions, like armed militia or whatever they're calling it, civilian armed militia. I don't know what exactly they're labeling it as, and freedom of speech, and how the two bump heads so often, and what the winner is going to be in all of this. I don't think it's going to be freedom of speech. I think we're going to see more of this protectionism, and this goes for, I mean, there's groups on all sides of the political spectrum, all sides of the religious spectrum. Really interesting to see where the government will draw the line.
Yes, it will be. Where don't we have a say in this? Isn't the government supposed to be working for us?
Yeah, good luck.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding. All right, people in the news, Sally Jones. You know who Sally Jones is?
I do not.
She was the world's most wanted woman. Former punk rocker from England who joined Daesh.
Oh, wasn't she like the White Widow or something
yep.
like that?
Yeah. I think she was called the White, you're right, White something or other. Let me see if I can remember a fine. White Widow, yeah. Yep. So she was killed by a drone struck earlier this past week. She was trying to get away, and the Brits said in their official release, as only the Brits could, good riddance. That was it. Sally Jones dead, good riddance. Apparently her 12-year-old son, Jojo, got bopped as well, as he was one of the younger members.
How sad is that?
I'm
sure he had absolutely no choice in that matter, that he was just taken there. I think she's been there for a while. I saw some other story from her boyfriend that, you know, or her ex-boyfriend that, I don't know if he's the father of the son or not, but he basically said the same thing as the Brits. I'm freaking glad that she's gone.
Yeah.
Only without the freaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand why women, or I don't understand why anyone would go to ISIS, but I don't understand why women go. There's nothing for you there.
Specifically when they know how women are treated, although ISIS has been giving a little more respect and leadership, I guess, to women and asking them to be at the front line since they're unexpected. They can actually do these kind of surprise attacks on people or they can be spotted. I know. So they use them, but you're not getting anything in the ranks of ISIS. I mean, this woman used to threaten people in the most gruesome of ways on social media. It makes you wonder what it was that made her think, this is where I need to be. What was her life like before this? I mean, she was a Brit. She was, I mean, wouldn't you just, what turns you off of Western culture so much that you go into that role? It's weird.
Angry people. Well, it goes back to some of our theories about how children are raised, what circumstances exist in your home life. Is it all about, it's universal. Anybody who understands the mind knows that whatever we are going to become, we are shaped by the time we are 6 years old. And it is very rare, unless you really work on yourself and change the basic core of that. It's your backbone. And a lot of people do, and successfully, but the path that you take initially as an adult, all of that stuff, the values that you have, mores, standards, all come by the time you are 6 years old. So that's whatever was going on in her life is what predicated all this stuff. Other people in the news, Richard Branson says his private space program is only months away from taking off first space flight in Virgin Galactic, and he's going to be on it. Off to space sometime next year. Told the Nordic Business Forum he's hopeful that it'll only be a few months into the year. He said, quote, we're hopefully about 3 months into the new year, and we'll be in space 6 months. I'll be in space by then. They're selling tickets aboard the first flight for $250,000. Still some available. There's a couple of them. Elon Musk is doing the same thing, isn't he? I don't know if he's going to be up. There's a thing between the two of them, as you can imagine, right? Who's going to get up there first?
Oh, yeah, it's a race.
Right. But is Musk, I think, I see or sense that Musk is more of an egotist than Branson is.
Oh, no. I mean, I think they both have pretty healthy egos. That would be my guess.
Branson says, I'm not as passionate about Mars as Elon is. My love for space is about how much it can do for people back here on Earth. And that's what Virgin Galactic is out about.
Well, I think that's actually maybe true. Richard Branson is all about changing experience for consumers. And I'm sure, I'm not trying to say he's not an egomaniac. I think that he really kind of is. But
well, don't you have to be that successful?
Yeah, and right? Maybe you do. Yeah, maybe you do.
It.
Maybe that's what I'm missing.
Maybe that's what we're all. Yeah, right. Me too. That's why I'm not Rush Limbaugh.
But he is always about the consumer experience and delivering stuff that's useful to humans. Elon Musk, you can see, has definitely got more of that streak of a science nerd where he wants to prove that he can do things that haven't been done before.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think that's actually probably a really smart statement on the part of Richard Branson.
Yeah. All right. One more person in the news here. Kazuo Ishiguro. You know who he is?
No.
Probably do, actually. He won the Nobel Prize for Literature this week. This past week or two, there's been all these announcements about the Nobel Prize winners. And he got the prize in literature. He's actually a British author. Wrote novels including The Remains of the Day and Never Let Me Go. Ishiguro beat out 194 other candidates who were nominated for the literature prize. So congratulations to him. It's nice to know people are reading, actually, nicely. 19 past the hour on the DJV show.
Time. We don't use it very wisely, do we? We use it like a teenager spends money, just a mix of obligations and arbitrary decisions. And a company called Best Self is here to say, no, stop that. Spend your time better. Best Self's journal is designed to help people rethink their time, to treat it like a real budget, deciding where to spend it where it matters the most. Devote a little time to checking out their journal and other time-saving products. And you can do that at their website, bestself.co.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Why have over 3 million guys switched to Harry's razors? Because at Harry's, we give you less. We make just one razor with 5 German-engineered blades.
Ding!
All you need for a smooth and comfortable shave.
Ah.
And we got rid of upcharges. By owning the factory and cutting out the middleman, we're able to sell our high-quality blades for half the price of the other guys. Now we're dropping the half-price sound effects guy.
Wait, why?
Not everyone can give you high quality for a fraction of the price. Harry's. One perfect razor. None of the extra noise. As a special offer for radio listeners, get an $18 shave set with an added bonus for free when you visit harrys.com and use code 2525 at checkout. Just cover a few bucks for shipping. That's harrys.com, code 2525 for a free shave set offer. Again, it's harrys.com, code 2525. Please note, no sound effects guys were harmed in the making of this radio recording.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
It's It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This may be a cynical statement, Jennifer, but that Par Art in Las Vegas hasn't hurt Jason Aldean's career. A lot of people know him.
A lot of people didn't know him, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. CMT is rethinking its Artist of the Year special for next week. They're going to drop handing out awards at the special and instead turn the event into a night of what it calls open healing through the power of music. Jason Aldean was supposed to be honored. Instead, honorees including Mr. Aldean and Chris Stapleton and Florida Georgia Line, Keith Urban, Luke Bryan, are going to be featured as part of the musical event that will unite artists from various genres for a mix of collaborations and performances. No formal award presentations or speeches. Instead, the honorees will be offering heartfelt messages directly to their fans. Is this a good move, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, country music has taken a big hit, and so why not?
Mm-hmm. Andra Day, Little Big Town, Leanne Womack performing on the collaboration. Given the devastation, CMT says, of Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, Maria, the California wildfires, the shootings in Las Vegas, we feel a commitment to our fans to address all of the tragedies, not in one somber, solemn moment or segment, but rather devote the entire evening to uplifting the fans with this high-spirited music that we perform. Special has always been a place where artists from different genres stand side by side. Now more than ever, we want to showcase the power of unity and resilience through music. So let's see, that's going to be this Wednesday at 8 p.m. outside of the special. CMT is working with the Musicians on Call nonprofit group, sending artists to perform bedside to survivors of the shootings in Las Vegas, as well as the first responders and hospital staff recovering from the tragedy as well. That's pretty smart. Who is this singing?
This is Andra Day. She is one of the singers. I think she's doing a version of this with Little Big Town.
She's a Grammy nominee as well.
Doesn't sound very country, but she's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah. Sounds a little like Adele.
This makes a lot of sense to me, though, because I always feel like the best part of award shows is the performances anyway, and I think they get a little too carried away with some of the awards.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think this is kind of what people want to see anyway. It's just more performances, more of the artists, and less of the stupid commentary in the middle that's not really relevant.
All right, next up musically is a celebration of the 25th anniversary of the soundtrack from the movie The Bodyguard, starring Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner. My God, 1992 is 25 years ago this thing came out.
Isn't that amazing?
Actually, it was quite a good movie, I thought. Did you like? Have you seen it, either of the two of you?
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, it was quite a good movie. Good story. Legacy Recordings, in cooperation with her estate, celebrating the soundtrack with a release in November of Whitney Houston, I Wish You Love, more from The Bodyguard. And this collection apparently will... That's why I love this song. It's a great pop song. Let's see, what else is going to be in this thing? Never before released live recordings from the Bodyguard World Tour, which was in the mid-90s. Alternate versions of audio recordings from the film. It's a great song, too. It really is. That voice.
I know.
Any of this song.
That's a talent.
People that you love. Yeah. The Bodyguard originally sold 12 million copies, went platinum 17 times. So, I got a pretty good chance of getting back on track, if you will. You can order it in October, I guess. They're going to reissue the film October 31st, 28 after the hour. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night, and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Auntie Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years. From the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. What a pleasure to have her associated with this program. Many people thought over the years that she was the program. I don't know where that idea came from.
Oh, I've been circulating it for years.
No, have you? Social media is full of it.
Bumper stickers. You haven't seen those?
That's the Jennifer Horn show. Yeah.
Hey, Doug Steffen. Don't worry. I put your name in there, too. It's fine.
Thank you. About Kara Schilling.
Of course. Yes. Yeah.
Victoria is on the mend. This is children in the news time. I see these things and I think to myself, how does life get so crazy? So here's a story from Southwest Airlines this week. Parents traveling with small children may want to take note of this. A couple from Los Angeles arrived in Chicago. Midway to get on a plane to go on the next leg of their journey, and at the gate, the agent said, you can't get on the plane. Aaron Gatling and Craig Schilling are the parents. They had two children, 3-year-old son Gunnar and 16-month-old daughter Paige.
Mm-hmm.
Airline told the family the next flight of theirs was canceled because the children, according to the people in the last plane, were noisy and rowdy.
Uh-oh.
So, no noisy, rowdy kids. The agent said that when they got to the gate, there were a dozen police officers who brought a crime dog to find out what happened on the first leg of the journey. Are we going nuts or not?
I think we're going nuts.
Well, you're going nuts.
Yeah, easily. Well,
uh-huh. This is nuts. It is. So, anyway, there's a lot of Facebook review.
I mean, who hasn't flown with some rowdy kids? What do you... I mean, I don't know.
Huh. These parents said that the children have been on 70 flights.
Ooh.
In their lifetime, yep. And 90% have been on Southwest. She was appalled. The plane staffer said her children were being a disturbance. They didn't scream or cry at all during the trip. Well, the new world order.
The seat in front of them.
Well, that's sometimes, you know, I wouldn't put up
so
with that.
Annoying.
I wouldn't
that's
put up with it. I don't put up with
screaming.
It.
Screaming. Yeah.
I don't put up with that. Well, I don't. I didn't used to put up with this, but I don't have that problem now. But I don't want to sound like a jerk. I just that's one of the reasons I don't want to. I don't want to sit back there. Because it's that kind of stuff, especially most of the trips I do are coast to coast. I don't want to have some kid behind me banging on the seat. Here's the story of a 3-year-old boy. Visit to a holiday corn maze. They're all over the place, all over the country, for Halloween during the month of October. My pal Tommy Hansen up the street at his farm has a big corn maze. I actually was thinking of putting up a hay maze. People love this stuff. So anyway,
that would be fun, like bales of hay.
Lost the bales of hay. Anyway, the story here is that a 3-year-old kid went into the corn maze with his parents, and they came out, and he didn't.
Hey, I mean, sometimes you lose your kid in them.
Hey.
It happens.
And
hey.
The parents left without him.
Like, they came out of the corn maze and went home, so that's not really a funny story.
They said score. But they were like, yeah, finally.
A good Samaritan credited with escorting the child to staff members at the crazy corn maze in West Jordan, Utah, after finding him alone after dark.
Well, the name is accurate. The crazy corn maze. What the heck?
Where are their parents? Are these people that... Oh, my God. Take the kid away.
You knew where the parents were. They went home. They were having margaritas. They were sitting poolside. They're like, oh, this one.
Employees walked around calling for the child's parents with a bullhorn.
Oh, my gosh.
They finally called the police. The police brought him to the police station. The Division of Child and Family Services came in 12 hours later. And the next day, the parents called police reporting him as missing. What? Huh?
Don't you just hate it when your kids go to a corn maze and wander into it by themselves
and
get lost?
And it takes you a day to figure out that the 3-year-old kid's not around? His parents should be taken out back. And you know what they do with those parents when they take them out back.
What do they do with the parents when they take them out back?
Do you do that often?
They need to shoot them.
I don't know if I would go that far, but... I can't imagine that the kid will stay with them.
The parents said they live in a dwelling with several families, and they were confused about whose child was where.
Okay. I'm sure.
They all went together. The families living in this dwelling all went together, and they came back with one less child. And nobody noticed who it was. My God. The spokesperson for the Department of Child and Family Services was unable to comment on the whereabouts of the child, that is, after the parents claimed he was missing.
Oh, my God. Do they have, like, identical quadruplets, and they didn't realize which one was missing or something, and, I don't know, they just saw them all moving around, and they were like, yeah, there's four of them there. Let's go home. This doesn't make any sense.
Is it? Listen, wait till you hear this one. There's a 3-year-old Texas girl whose father says she vanished after he left her outside all night as punishment for not drinking her milk.
I heard about this.
Did you see this? Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Where do these people come from? This is proof that we're from another planet. It is. She had limited verbal communication skills and developmental issues. And so you're a big enough stoop to punish her for not drinking her milk and you put her outside? That guy belongs in jail.
He actually does, though. And what kind of punishment is that anyway? Don't you normally just send people to their room or, like, make them go to sleep early or they don't get their dessert or something like that?
Father told police he ordered the child to stand by a tree as punishment over the milk dispute. He returned 15 minutes later and she was gone. He didn't call police until 5 hours later.
Ugh.
There's another moron. What
gets into these people?
He was arrested for abandoning his child. Had to put up $250,000 bond. They should have done something else to him. Jeez. I'm looking at a picture of this guy. This dude belongs someplace other than as a parent in a home. So they had another 4-year-old child, and they took the other child away from the family. I'm not a big fan of this practice of yanking the kids away from the family at the least provocation. I think it gets overdone because too much government involved. But in this case, wow.
Yeah, if you're leaving your kids outside, ooh. I mean, come on.
Yeah, was there a mom around anywhere, or was she of the same mindset that this was a good punishment?
I don't know. I didn't see anything about the mother. They had an Amber Alert out on this kid for a while. The world amazes me. I've been doing this for a long time, and I come across some really, really nutso stuff. That's all right. Speaking of nutso stuff, you hear this? There's a poisonous spider and a bunch of scorpions that were found in the bathroom of a Petco store. They escaped. Why do they have spiders and scorpions? Yeah.
They do. They sell snakes and spiders and
goldfish. They do at Petco? Who wants a snake or a spider? Roberta Fasanelli used to be on this program.
She
loved those.
A snake. I would never have a scorpion, but my sister has a pet snake. Most of them are fine, you know.
Pet snake. What does she say? Here, nice. Does the snake come when she calls?
Here, sneaky, sneaky.
Here, sneaky.
I mean, it's in a terrarium, so it's not like it's just wandering around the house. I don't know. It's a little one. It's not poisonous. It's pretty cute.
Cute and snake. Do not go in the same direction.
Well, she's a nature educator, so she's into all that kind of stuff.
I'm looking at a picture of the guy that works in this Petco. He's got the biggest, most ugly spider crawling across his hand. And he's got a snake in his other hand. Merritt, he must have been the guy that found the snakes and the scorpions in the bathroom. Ugly. Am I being unfair to snakes? They're going to have there must be a national association
all animals,
of scorpions
all
and
animals
snake
deserve
lovers.
Love.
Well, I believe that all animals ought to live, but in their own habitat, and leave them alone in their own habitat.
Get out of my bathroom.
Yeah, right. I don't want you crawling around inside my toilet bowl.
I need to do some things in there.
Thanks.
And I don't need you slithering around looking at me.
No, thank you. Oh, my. All right, let's work on some super beats. You want to?
I need some. Let's do it.
Super beats. Super foods. Because everyone that I know, I have put onto super beats. But I don't know all of you. I put a lot of you onto super beats. So get at it now. Think about the order process and do it as you think about it. Go online to DougLikesBeats.com.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples. It's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million. What color is the White House?
I know this.
Five seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. Still alone. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Doda. How are your knees holding up? Osteoarthritis is the number one reason knee joints wear out, and our aging population is wearing out a lot of them.
Maybe a decade ago, we were doing 250,000 knee replacements in the United States per year. Now we're up to about 800,000 or 900,000 per year.
Mayo Clinic orthopedic surgeon Dr. Cedric Ortigueira says there could be 3 million per year by 2030, and to expect robot arm-assisted knee replacements to help serve that need because of several advantages.
There's potentially less blood loss, less invasive surgery to get into the knee, and perhaps a quicker recovery. But overall, we believe that the best benefit will be the improvement in the alignment and overall precision of the surgery.
Dr. Ortigueira says more precise placement may allow the devices to last longer, meaning patients could get needed knee replacements at a younger age without fear of wearing out their implants during their lifetime. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
All right, so you'll be happy to know, those of you who frequent Taco Bell, that they're offering new merchandise. They have released a limited edition fashion collection on sale at Forever 21 stores now. These are items for men, women, and girls. They describe the items as zesty bodysuits.
Oh, yeah, Jen, they've got a bodysuit that says hot, and then it says born saucy underneath.
I'm totally going to go out and get that today.
Born saucy, I like it.
They have jackets and sweatsuits. Yeah. This is what the world needs and wants.
Some Taco Bell clothing?
Taco Bell clothing, yep.
Does it smell like Taco Bell? Like scratch and sniff? That's what I want to know.
Ooh. Yeah. Or could you crack off like your sleeve, like a fourth
it.
Meal?
Prices range from $12 to $29. Whoopee. 10 before the hour. Yeah, yeah, of course. I'm going to get one.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling miniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now, focus on technology, shall we? Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. The very intelligent Victoria Keelan is here with some of the research that she's pulled over the last 24 hours from the technology world, so you'll be impressed finding out about this new waterproof Kindle to begin with. And then Amazon is going to spoil life for parents. We'll figure out how that works right after this.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Money causes stress and uneasiness in our closest relationships, according to Bank of America's new Friends Again report. In fact, more than 50% of the population has seen a friendship end over money. And it is not always a lot of money that will cause a relationship rift. Nearly 40% of consumers say they would end a friendship over $100 or less. But there are ways we can salvage a relationship before it goes south over an IOU. Dr. Melanie Ross-Mills, relationship expert.
Talking about money doesn't always have to be awkward. If you follow some simple tips, having an honest conversation is the best way to avoid these issues. Coordinate shared expenses in advance to avoid unexpected spending. Communicate openly with your friends about money owed and use mobile apps like the Bank of America app for a simple way to send, request, and receive money from friends, no matter where they bank.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/friendsagain.
This is Karen's yard, and summer's harsh heat has taken a toll on it. but Karen knows it's fall, the best time of the year to grow grass and repair the damage from summer. So she reaches for Scott's Turf Builder grass seed so she can grow quicker, thicker, greener grass, guaranteed. Its unique coating helps keep seeds moist while nutrients feed them so Karen gets lush, green grass this fall. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder grass seed today.
Right, let's get to this new waterproof Kindle. Why do we need... Are you going to be reading Kindle out in the rain? Or when you go swimming? What do you need a waterproof Kindle for?
Well, first comes to mind bathtubs. Because if you're an avid reader, love reading in the bathtub, and a lot of readers can't put the book down, and they'll even risk getting their book soggy. So there is a new waterproof Kindle. It's called the Kindle Oasis, and it is you're not supposed to submerge it, but it can be submerged. You're not supposed to, like, swim underwater with it, basically.
Oh, my God.
But the idea is that you can take it to the beach, the swimming pool, hang out in the bathtub, whatever you want. It can withstand immersion in up to 2 meters of fresh water for up to an hour, so don't take it in the ocean. But for up to an hour, that's pretty waterproof. The sobering news about it, though, is you will pay handsomely for this. If you are someone who really wants a waterproof Kindle, an 8-gig unit will cost you $250, which is a lot more than the $80 entry price for the regular Kindle. But this has been something everybody wants waterproof. The new Apple Watch is waterproof. I would imagine that the iPhone 10 that's coming out, that's definitely, it's not waterproof, but it's a lot more water resistant. So this is the next generation of everything needs to be waterproof. So it's like we're all living in that
Saran wrap
water world movie. Yeah, right. A 32 gig will be $280, and the 32 gig model comes with free cellular connectivity. So that's $350 if you want that, if you want the cell connectivity on your Kindle. But I think the whole point of reading a Kindle and escaping is getting away from your cell phone, in my opinion. So I don't think that that's something that's necessary. It's also, the Kindle Oasis is also an inch larger in the screen, so it gives you 30% more words on the screen. Right. So it's available for pre-order right now, and it's expected to ship by the end of the month, of course, just in time for
just
the holidays.
Just in time for Christmas. Hooray!
Yep. This will be a big
Amazon
one on the Christmas list for sure.
And its relationship with parents. Let's see how this spreads out here, Victoria.
So Amazon says parents can now hand over the shopping keys to their kids if they're teenagers. It's the first time that teens will be able to independently log into Amazon and shop as long as their account is linked to their parents. So this is a brand new program. 4 kids in a family can use it if they're between the ages of 13 and 17, and they can buy anything they want on the Amazon app. The parents get a notification saying, little Johnny wants to buy X, Y, and Z. Do you approve? So the parents can individually approve each item.
They have to have the app, though. They can't just do it. They can't get a notice. Let's say they're on their laptop.
They'll get an email. Yeah, they'll get an email, or they'll get a text notification, however the parents choose to be notified. But they do have final say, so the kids can't just order whatever they want without the parents approving of it. So the parents can actually, if they approve, they can text back Y for yes or no for an N for no, and they can basically let their kid have a little bit of shopping power.
All right. You better. Good thing we're out of time because I have a few comments.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.